Time to go to item six. Madam Clerk, please call item six.
Item number six from the Fiscal and Budget Administrator, Department of Administrative Services, submitting an informational report addressing guidelines, the number of jobs created, accountability, and expenditures relating to Milwaukee County's Ready to Work Workforce Development Program agreement with Wisconsin Regional Training Partnership Building Industry Group's Skilled Trades Employment Program. This item has also been referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit. It is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Please identify yourself.
Madam Chair, committee members, Vince Masterson, DAS Fiscal Affairs. What you have before you is the DAS Fiscal response to the ECD committee's referral request at its December 10th meeting. And it essentially asks for kind of a general summary as to where the workforce development program was at kind of year to date as administered by Big Step. So basically what you have before you is an outline of all the terms, provisions, and scope of services, program deliverables that are in the agreement, kind of laid out in a fashion where you can see where the accountability is, who's responsible for what. And then additionally, we followed up with Big Step staff in order to determine how many jobs, trainings they had pretty much from August until November. And everything's laid out in the report. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer any of them.
Supervisor Weishaupt.
I don't have any questions on the report, and I think Mr. Harris kind of clarified a lot of things. So I guess the question is, I believe just it's an informational item, and we can leave it till the March cycle.
That's the committee's pleasure. Supervisor Schmidt.
Yeah, I'd be fine with that too, Madam Chair. Thank you. I guess I would look forward to it, and I may presume, Mr. Master and Mr. Harris, that in the report, you know, we're looking about Milwaukee County residents served. This is good. Who's, you know, taking the pathways training? It's a difficult group to work with. I understand they need jobs too. And 47 replacement employment average article. And I'd be interested in, are we getting any county employment out of this too? That was kind of part of the process of thinking that it would lead to jobs in Milwaukee County itself too. So I presume that would be knocked down to that detail.
Yes, Madam Chair, committee members, yes. The report you have before you is kind of more of a general report. It wasn't audited by Baker Tilly. It was kind of a quick and dirty report to see where we were at for the request. Now that we've met with the outside auditor, Baker Tilly, Mr. Hare has looked over the agreement. Jill Didier and myself all have had a hand in it. You will have a drill down to that specific request. So how many jobs are provided for the county versus other public agencies versus private?
Good. Thank you.
I mean, we do have in the report, and just to put that out there, 547 residents were served, and then 171 participated in completed career pathways, with 47 actually placed in employment with an average hourly rate of $15.61. I think that's the kind of information I'm looking for and appreciate that.
Yes, that, Madam Chair's committee members, yes, that should be in there. And in fact, the kind of matrix that we're using to track that will be a tool used by Baker Tilly in their audit plan to basically confirm that the costs are reflective of the actual program activities that are being done by Big Step. So an additional safeguard, if you will.
Anyone else? Otherwise, it looks like we'll wait for having formal filing of these reports until we get the next cycle. Thank you. If there's nothing else, it looks